Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line for you to talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Joa.
And horrific things are happening in Israel and the Gaza Strip, as we've been talking about off and on throughout the night. There's really no good solution for any of it. And I hope they just find a way to peacefully coexist, although that doesn't seem like it's going to happen. Can you hand me that?
Yes, of course.
There is an interesting list of stuff that was brought to my attention, and I think it's worth talking about. We've been talking about the vaccines, right, and whether or not we're going to get them, how people are treating the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And I've seen a lot of these people who, at my other job, who got their vaccines, they did get sick, some of them significantly worse than others. But a subreddit group is ground zero for vaccinated people who want to compare their adverse reactions after receiving the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. Users at r/COVID-vaccinated describe their symptoms after vaccination and ask for advice, whether their conditions are normal, and whether they should seek medical help. The group is a repository of wild anecdotal post-vaccine adverse reactions, but despite the innumerable horror stories, vaccines are still being promoted in the group as safe and effective.
You know, if maybe if they just read the ingredient list, and maybe the little pamphlet that folds out to a giant poster in fine print, maybe they would thought otherwise.
So this is actually from InfoWars, and it was printed for me, so, you know, that was very awesome. Some of these posts are shocking. To start this off, I want to say I'm very much pro-vaccine and am blessed to have gotten it. I'm just searching for similar experiences for advice. I'm a very healthy person, no underlying issues, and 6 weeks ago I got my first shot of Moderna, and not even a week after I developed pulsatile tinnitus, which is a constant throbbing or whooshing sound in the ears. I have never experienced any sort of tinnitus before this and didn't think anything of it, just thinking it was a weird headache or allergies until multiple days had passed and I still had it. Now, I'm a musician, so I deal with tinnitus. It's just a constant ringing in my ears. That's why I have to have a fan on and stuff like that. It sucks. But it's not really constant either. It is, but you only notice it if there's actual silence.
I know what you're saying. I have, I guess, a little bit of that, too. I know it was that, though.
5 weeks later, I've dealt with it every single morning and evening. I've also had 6 weeks of extreme fatigue, brain fog, weakness of extremities, as well as chest pain and headaches. COVID tests I've taken have all been negative, too. This person's vaccinated and still out there getting COVID tests. I don't understand people. I know they're not 100% effective, but
right.
Why is the reaction to this cold so overwhelming?
I'm not surprised. I mean, I saw an article the other day of a major league coach that got the vaccine, and he still got sick. So I'm not shocked by it, but, like, how do you even know? I mean, it sounds like a money grab type of thing if they get as many people diagnosed with it as possible.
It's bizarre to me, man. If you have to still wear the mask, if you have to stay away from unvaccinated people, if you can still get COVID-19, if you still have to get tested, what in the name of God is the point of the vaccine?
Well, obviously, that if you were getting these shots and falling for the trickery, that you're probably still continue to fall for the trickery, right? Which is that you could still be vulnerable and isolate yourself. And they're trying to, you know, see what percentage of the people are going to still follow this protocol. And I guarantee you there's going to be quite a few people. I mean, you've already invested yourself into getting the shot. So why do you want to risk that, right?
Logically Cynical 2021 on Twitch says it's all about submission, and I tend to think he's right. I don't think it's necessarily submission to the government, but it is about submission to the culture, to the whole idea. We have to show our allegiance to that particular group by wearing the masks, getting vaccinated, staying 6 feet apart from others. I want things to return to normal. And I was told that that would happen once people started getting vaccinated.
Sure.
People have been getting vaccinated, but we're still nowhere near normal. All the social distancing crap is still up. Is any of it ever going to go away?
Not if it gives them more control and power. No, it's not going to go away. This virus is going to pull through, and it's going to come with the second, third, fourth, and fifth wave.
I would be shocked if it didn't. It is a coronavirus, and those evolve very quickly. That's why we don't have a vaccine for the common cold.
Right.
But with this one, they could, because of the experimental gene treatment that trains your body to recognize the spike protein that evidently is specific to this particular strain of coronavirus. So, vaccines. In another post, a user warns about receiving acupuncture treatment immediately after taking the second dose of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. So this person is a quack anyway. This settled science person, or the science that settled, however it is they're saying it, visits an acupuncturist.
Well, I wouldn't say, I'm not going to rule out acupuncture as quackery, but I would say, okay, congrats. I don't. This is something we can argue about. But, you know, I do think that there's something to alternative medicines. And if, you know, maybe because the government is allowing it, maybe it isn't really noteworthy. But seeing that there is alternatives out there for your health, I would seek those versus the recommendations that the government might provide. Because whatever the government's providing is not really healthy. I mean, look at the food pyramid, for instance. But I digress.
I don't think alternative medicine is necessarily bad. The brain is powerful, right? If you believe that an acupuncturist is going to make you feel better, then you will feel better after visiting an acupuncturist, right?
Jeez, I wish I believed in government because I feel better.
Well, I mean, it's essentially the placebo effect, and the same is true of chiropractors. I played some of the best guitar that I've ever played the day that I finally visited a chiropractor. And the two things aren't really related. I just felt better.
No, I'm going to disagree. I think that chiropractic would probably help you perform better because you're aligning not just whatever they may have worked on, but maybe aligning more than just that. And so when you're full, like when you're 100%, you're going to be able to perform 100%. But if you didn't go to that chiropractor, maybe you weren't 100%.
I still think it was completely in my head. But, you know, that would make sense, too, because it feels good to have your bones popped or your joints popped.
Not for nothing. I've gone to chiropractors that were absolutely junk. And, you know, the person that was trying to perform chiropractic on me was about a third of the size of me. And I was like, I already questioned before walking to the, you know, the bed, if this is going to be effective. And it was not. So, you know, I sought after other chiropractor.
In general, I prefer to put my health in the hands of the American medical system for the most part. I tend to think they know what they're doing. Yes, there's a lot of evil in it. And when the pharmaceutical companies align with government to do crap like this, it sets off my alarm bells. But that's because the state is involved rather than just a doctor and their patient.
Well, wouldn't you say that most of the medical industry is controlled by the government or
Influenced and funded, certainly. But there's documented evidence in most cases that, you know, the medicines they prescribe work for the treatments they're supposed to be prescribed for. Now, the issue here with the COVID-19 vaccine is that all of that research kind of got skipped.
Yeah. Well,
but like with estradiol or something like that, I firmly believe the American medicine system is right.
I don't think I have as much faith in it as you do. Not that I'm going to, you know, have the my opposite defiance disorder come into play, but I do believe that alternatives are much better influence than, say, what government is trying to promote on us.
What are your thoughts on it? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to call in, talk about whatever, 603-283-6160. Let us know whether or not you intend to get the vaccine. I imagine most people listening to the show do not intend to, but I would just be curious about our listener base and how they feel about the COVID-19 vaccine.
Sure.
I have no intention of getting the vaccine now or at any point because, I mean, obviously, I've had COVID-19, still can't smell or taste anything, and I appear to be fine other than that, which is more of an annoyance than anything, but let me tell you, it is one hell of an annoyance.
I don't know. If you could smell this right now, you'd just be like in torture because I'm just hungry now just from smelling it. It smells delicious in here in the studio.
I mean, the smell of food certainly is a driving force in causing people to become hungry. So maybe that's what, maybe I'm losing weight still. I don't know. I've tried to maintain my consistent eating patterns despite not being able to taste any of the amazing foods that I love, like the curry Indian today. Amazingly flavorful stuff. Mm-hmm. Couldn't smell it or taste it. And the same with the Jamaican that I had just a few days ago. I mean, this is highly spiced, flavorful stuff. Couldn't taste it. Barely even notice the heat from the Scotch bonnet that they use to make the murder sauce that I like. I found that particularly weird.
Wow.
So I'm thinking what I would like to do is like go buy a bottle of hot sauce or something like that. Since I'm immune to hot sauce anyway,
yeah,
it's so minor. And to just make a YouTube video of me just chugging the entire bottle of hot sauce because it won't taste like anything to me.
Do you have more of those Carolina Reapers?
No, I gave them to Calvin.
Oh.
I imagine I would still feel those. I mean, those,
yeah.
Those sat in the back of my throat for a long time.
Right. It's a pain. It's not like a taste. It's a pain.
Yeah, and these were dried, so they didn't have a whole lot of taste to them. And then once the pain hits, that's all you can taste is pain.
Right.
So this, we're talking about these vaccine experiences that people have found on Reddit, the adverse reactions they're having. Shot one, I had no reaction except strong pain in my arm that lasted for a couple of days. On the second day, I felt like I could feel the pain abating, but also seeping across my body, having pain on that side of my whole torso. As a person with a tendency towards big health anxiety, I started to fret. Then about 20 minutes later, all of the pain vanished like magic. A couple of days later, I was feeling good and went to my doctor for acupuncture, which is weird to me that they were feeling good, so they decided to go to their doctor, but whatever. I had been having pain in my neck from sleeping weird and neglected to mention that it was the same side where I had just had my shot. After the session, I went to put on my jacket and felt a huge welt in my arm like a big bug bite. I thought it was where an acupuncture needle had been and remarked that it was so strange because I had never had a reaction like that before. Man, this person is overly verbose without getting into any of their actual symptoms. Well, it's clear to me now, and probably to you, I'm skipping this idiot.
In all fairness, maybe they don't have any symptoms because they're going to get these these treatments.
Could be. I mean, well, they go on at quite a quite lengthy rant here about their symptoms and what they had, but it's buried in 5,000 pages of flowery text that I don't care about. Another person says, the unsettling part were the menstrual changes I experienced. To preface this, I've been tracking my period religiously for the past 3 years. That's odd. After I stopped hormonal birth control. That's like, Ian used to have a calendar on the wall here in the studio where he tracked his bowel movements. That's what this reminds me of. I stopped hormonal birth control. In the past 3 years, I received the flu shot every year, an MMR booster, and a typhoid vaccine. I also had pretty bad food, water poisoning in Central America. Yeah, that'll happen. With intense fever and chills, my cycle has been consistently within 1-2 days of length of the previous cycle. Over a year, my cycle has not been more than 5 days of difference. It seems that vaccinations and fever have not affected it. The cycle before my vaccination was 32 days long. I should have received my period April the 28th, which would have been day 32. And this is minor, too, but it does. There are a lot of allegations going around there that this is really affecting women's menstrual cycles.
Well, you're essentially changing your DNA, so expect some changes.
Yeah, the first couple of days were also brown. That's too much information. I hope if someone reads this, maybe they can calm their nerves if they are experiencing a pregnancy scare like I was. I've heard of people having 2-week-long periods after getting vaccinated or just not having their period at all. I mean, it's strange. And it's not being talked about in the mainstream media. I mean, this is on Reddit. Someone actually experienced it. And it's not an uncommon thing to talk about. 27 and had a pretty normal experience, but had arm soreness and an early period after the first dose. Felt like garbage for a few days. Boy, they are really selling me on this vaccine. And had an early period again after the second dose. I've seen a lot of people worried about menstrual side effects, which, according to science, is a normal aspect of immune response, since estrogen and reproductive hormones play such an integral role.
Really? that makes total sense, actually.
So, I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac, but I have a big swollen lymph node on my collarbone area. It's big. I just noticed it yesterday, and today it's even bigger and painful when I touch it. Shooting arm pains, body aches after Moderna's vaccine. They just go sensitive tonsils and uvula, headaches and a rash 6 days after receiving a second dose of the vaccine.
You'd think they'd learn their lessons. I mean, come on. The people at these vaccination sites, they know what's going on.
I mean, they would have to. So the first week after my second Moderna vaccine, I had a daily low-grade temperature of around 99.8. I'm now into the end of the second week after my second vaccine, and my temperature has been around 100.2 every single day. Can you imagine having a 100-degree temperature every single day? Another user described feeling tingling sensations, like a cross between pins and needles, and the sensation of cold water drops.
You know, I went cop blocking the other night in Claremont. And we go around chasing cops, right?
Right.
But if we turn the radio, their scanner on, and within 30 seconds, I'm hearing, oh, we have a possible, reaction to the vaccine. They're having chills and high temperatures and,
They called the cops for this?
Well, 911.
Okay.
But you listen to the scanner, right? So yeah. You listen to everything that's going through. And then they went ahead and said that, oh, yeah, it's a day after their second dose of the vaccination. I was like, no way, really? What a surprise. And I hear these a lot. I've heard a lot of cases of, people just being scared of having a, maybe a little cold or something. And they call in, like, possible COVID case.
Yeah, I'm getting really tired of people asking me about my medical and health history when I call them. Like, just about everyone asks the question, have you had any coughing or fever in the last 2 weeks? Well, that's really not any of your business, is it?
Or maybe they should listen to Free Talk Live and they can hear all about it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've been pretty open about it. The amazing thing to me was that I didn't get any time off from work for it, despite having COVID-19.
Wow.
But, it turned out to be the right decision. No one else got sick as a result of me.
Yeah, so. I got sick and none of my roommates got it.
Yep. It's really simple to wash your hands. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. All of the major indexes are finishing the day in the red after a wild session of swings. At the close, the Dow lost 473 points to close at 34,269, the S&P dropping 36, and the NASDAQ falling 12. The White House is continuing to call for a de-escalation of violence between Israel and the Palestinians. During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki condemned the rocket attacks from Hamas and noted Israel has the right to defend itself. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying a heavy price will be paid as rockets continue to be fired. The field is set for the 146th Preakness Stakes at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore.
Number 3, Medina Spirit.
Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit is the 9-5 morning line favorite in Saturday's race. This is USA Radio News. A large group of bipartisan attorneys generals are blasting a new social media plan.
A group of attorneys general from 44 states have sent a letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, asking him to drop a plan to introduce a version of Instagram designed for children. The letter cites research that showed that social media use could be harmful to children's mental health. The AGs also said that Facebook has a record of failing to protect the safety and privacy of children on its platforms. In a statement, the company responded by saying it had just begun to explore the concept and that it planned on consulting experts in child development, safety, and mental health in developing the app. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More than 1 million Americans are now signed up for health coverage so far during the special enrollment period. Those signups at healthcare.gov are in addition to the roughly 12 million who bought coverage during the regular enrollment period that ended in December. The special enrollment period runs through August 15th. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the color line. You can talk about whatever you want. I'm particularly interested in learning whether or not people out there intend to get the vaccine. And if so, which one? You know, I said earlier I wouldn't get a vaccine, but if it actually became mandatory, like Mark of the Beast levels of mandatory, like I was going to starve to death not being able to shop anywhere if I didn't get the vaccine, I'd go with the Johnson & Johnson one.
Yeah.
Because it at least seems to be a classical vaccine.
And it seems like the lowest risk one, even though they had some recalls on it.
We've been talking about these people who, by and large, are younger than me, presumably healthier than me. I mean, if they're younger than me, that seems like a fair assessment. But who struggled with fatigue and brain fog and all of these other conditions for weeks after getting their second vaccine. I did experience fatigue and body soreness for like a day, and then I was fine. And that was the extent of the symptoms I felt. So that's just my response when people ask me, are you going to get the vaccine? Why in the hell would I? So I can feel like I did that day for 2 weeks instead?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm good. I'll pass. Thanks, though.
And to what benefit after that, too, I would say slim to none, since they're telling you could still get it.
Yeah, you can still get it. You still got to wear a mask. You still have to social distance. I don't see any hope of any of that changing. But one place where you won't be required to wear a mask and you won't have to socially distance is Rogers Campground. And I'm no longer as sure as I was that I'm going to be going to ForkFest this year, but I'm still pretty sure that I will be. It would depend. Obviously, Ian and I both can't go, but I don't think he's going to be permitted to go. So I think it'll be likely that I will be there.
I have a feeling you're going to be able to go.
It's going to be at Rogers Campground, June the 28th through July the 4th, right after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest kicks off the day after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest encompasses Independence Day, July the 4th, the final day of ForkFest. There'll be a fireworks show. Who knows what else there would be at ForkFest this year? Last year there was a chiropractor. There was amazing food every single night. There were several vendors. There were poker games. It was a lot of fun. I urge you to come check it out. ForkFest.party is the website where you can learn more. Just all you have to do is book your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. There's no better place to be, and I've been looking to it all year, not least of which is because, you know, it's going to give me some time off of work. And I love that.
Unlike ForkFest, ForkFest is decentralized. No, everyone's in control. And you can, you know, throw your own party, cook your own food, do what you gotta do.
Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to follow up on a couple of conversations with Joa. And Joa had countered me a couple times on a particular topic. And also Jet had, your caller Jet had chimed in on this. And I don't think he was fully understand. And that is the civilians versus the government. If the government finally goes way too far, they've gone too far, but if they go way too far and it gets physical, first thing is that we the people are not likely to attack them. The fight is likely to start by we the people saying, no, we're not doing that, and then the government trying to force us to do something physically, and then a fight breaks out. And then Joe, you had said what they have F-18s, and what Jet was trying to explain to you, and then I never got a chance to, but I would have said the same thing, is that they may have F-18s, but they're not going to be their F-18s for very long. They're going to be ours very shortly, because like Jet was saying, he's a retired military pilot, and I'm an airline transport pilot, and he can fly anything that they've got pretty much. I can as well. And if there's 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, active in reserve military, then there is at least, 8 million, 16 million retired. Yeah.
What's going on here is that I'm not paying their salary, right? They're not going to listen to me. They're going to listen to the people that are paying their salary. So
that's not how it's going to go down.
Yeah,
that's
what David is saying. Let me explain, David. What he's saying is that these retired Navy pilots and U.S. Air Force pilots will just hijack the planes themselves.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, and we're not even hijacking, because they belong to us. The paid operators salaried paid operators, and those aircraft and other weapons don't belong to them. They belong to us. They're just paid to operate them for the moment. And if the S hits the fan, then we're going to take them. And the other thing is,
I don't know how successful you're going to be attempting to do that.
Right.
Well, wait a minute. What Jet was trying, nobody thinks anything of what I say. So what Jet was trying to tell you, and he can tell you again in his own words sometimes, is about fighting to a knife and using that to fight to get to a gun, is we are going to take their guns one by one by one and turn them on them. And that's not even counting the fact that half of the active duty military, actually probably a majority of them, are not going to fight against the people that finally face them down. They're going to back down, at least half of them or more. In fact, most of them
are going to... I think that's hopelessly optimistic.
Yes.
Well, you know what? So people out there, other men that are out there listening, call in and share your opinion. I don't think it's hopelessly optimistic whatsoever.
Look, I would look at it like this. If there's going to be some sort of invasion amongst United States citizens or United States residents in this country, it's and where you're saying that the military won't do it upon us, our own military, well, then it'd be a foreign entity. And I'm sure that these powers that be are going to figure out a way to make sure they get the job done. But these are huge hypotheticals, man. I don't think that they would even want to take this action because they know how many guns that the people have. But I'm not saying that, you know, that we have really much of a chance when they, like, I never said F-18s, I said F-16s, right? They got tanks, they got F-16s, they got drones.
There's a huge difference there, but go ahead.
There is. I'm sure they have anything that at their whim. Okay, it doesn't matter. But they have anything at their whim, and they can do whatever they want. They're going to get whatever they want. They can do things much more in secret. They have abilities to listen to everything that we do. I'm not trying to say that you're wrong, that we don't have a chance completely, but you're suggesting or that this solution could come from the regular people hijacking their planes. I don't see that as an actual viable solution.
No, it's absolutely a solution. I guess you need some other men to call in and explain it. But there any
why other men? Why not
in?
A woman?
Yeah. Why?
Fine. Yeah. If there are women out there that are of the mind, then by all means, call in and explain it to them. But you guys can just if it ever goes down, then you guys can just sit on those sidelines and watch.
Look, if I don't have a choice in the matter, right?
David, thank you so much for the call tonight. I will point out that even if your hypothetical could come to pass, and retired military people were able to hijack the current military equipment, all we're going to get is another state. We're not going to be able to war our way into freedom, peace, and liberty. And I don't want another state.
So, I don't want people controlling other people. That's what I don't want.
I don't either, and that's what people with guns ultimately attempt to do. I mean, every revolution in history has started like, oh no, we're going to actually be free and equal, and society's going to be great. And then what happens? It becomes Cuba, or it becomes the United States government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have no recorded examples of any military saying, oh, we're gonna take over and have freedom, and that actually coming to fruition. Right. I don't want to take the chance again. We can secure our freedom through peace. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions. And I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published. The leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. 603. There's really no point in giving up the number since I prefer not to take unscreened calls. But on that note, I do want to say thank you to Studio 8424LRN. They're an amplifier of the show, which means they like Free Talk Live enough to help us get on more radio stations. The AMP program is the best way to do that. Check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's used strictly to advertise, market, and promote. Free Talk Live, hits his name. Studio 8424LRN, that is a mouthful. And I would love to have something else to refer to you as, but thank you so much for amplifying the show.
Thank you.
Studio 8424LRN's activity for promoting Free Talk Live isn't actually just limited to the AMP program. He also rebroadcasts us on the Float platform.
Okay. All right.
And well, appreciate there's a few that. Other things like that. So thank you so much. Lengthy name that I really don't want to say again. Check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Now, you had an article about Bitcoin and the possibility of it hitting $250,000. Oh, your phone died.
Yeah, so my phone died. Okay. I didn't bring my charger in here.
I can probably pull up something real quick if you want to talk, so I have a minute. Or yeah, we can continue with the conversation about with David's little fantasy there, because I happen to be in agreement with you. I think any armed conflict against the United States, even if I supported it morally, which I wouldn't, is doomed to failure.
Yes.
And people point at, you know, the Vietnamese War and the Korean War and say, oh, well, the United States couldn't even defeat some rice farmers. What, the American citizens could certainly stand up to them. Yes, but The United States government has been fighting wars with one hand tied behind its back. It has been sparring, essentially, making sure that it's continually prepared for a large-scale conflict with Russia or China. These wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, they're not meant to be won. They're meant to keep the United States military ready to go, operational, trained, and active until the United States government wants to put them to use. If the United States government was actually fighting a real war for its survival against, say, Russia or China or the American citizens, it has these things called nuclear weapons, two or three of which would completely deter any further opposition.
Right. And I look at it like, you know, well, let me put this for, in perspective, is that the people are saying, oh, they came to feed people in deserts and living in caves. Well, yeah, that might be true, but they didn't know their enemy. Whereas they know their enemy here because they spy on us.
Yeah.
And they have all the advantages here, and I don't know if the troops would turn on its own people, per se.
I think the vast majority of them would, because they've been trained to.
Yeah, if there's enough isolated of them, like they've been isolated for such a long time, they'll take any orders. They are military. They have been brainwashed to be in those positions, and they'll take any action that they're, you know, as soon as their captain tells them to go do something, they're going to go do it. They're not going to, you know, turn a blind eye. They want to pay off their college tuitions and earn a salary. I'm sorry. And they're not, it's not going to come from me, but, you know, but.
I tend to agree. I've had former military people who probably would not obey an order to shoot an American citizen, but the vast majority of them that I've spoken to throughout my life have been like, yes, if my commanding officer told me to fire on the American people, I would fire on the American people.
I mean, I hear a lot of people, especially the ones that that didn't get to shoot people, even though they went to go there to shoot people, because that's really what they wanted to do. I hear it more from them that they wanted to go shoot people and then get to have the opportunity.
So they were upset, frustrated that, I mean, their whole
But they're the ones that end up coming home sooner. The ones that end up shooting people and they went in like, hoorah, I want to go kill people. They're the ones that end up staying there a little bit longer because, that were able to kill people, right? Because they have the mental capacity to handle these these killings. So, but maybe if they're not, they come back and they're all distraught and whatever else. But, you know, maybe
it's insane to me that anyone is enlisting in the military because they want to kill people. I'm appalled that there are people out there who want to kill people.
Well, they've been brainwashed to be there in the first place, and if you can give them an incentive that's so extreme like that, yeah, they're going to want to do it.
Sure, but believing in your cause and believing that it's necessary to kill people in order to achieve that cause is one thing. Wanting to kill people is different.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue.
Well, they think they're doing it righteously, right?
Yeah, casus belli. That's always been the issue. But yeah, if it came push to shove, the American government, nuke New York City, nuke San Francisco, nuke Dallas, suddenly everybody starts cooperating again.
Mm-hmm.
There may be some holdouts who are just, you know, incensed after this, but the Japanese people were ready to die for their emperor, and yet they accepted the surrender when their emperor surrendered. So it doesn't really matter how hard-headed you think Americans may be or how motivated they are to fight their government in this instance. Once nukes start dropping, Americans will start bowing.
Yeah.
And the United States government just isn't using nuclear weapons against, you know, Russia or China because it's not at war with them.
I just feel like that if any nuke goes off now, I think one was enough for people in the whole world to figure out that if it's going to go off again, it's going to be all world war breaking loose again. And I don't think that's going to be their solution. I think the nukes are just their leverage on all these smaller countries that don't have nukes. And that's what I think it's all about.
I think it is very likely that we'll ever see another nuclear weapon dropped. It would require the United States to go to war with China or Russia, or for one of those two to go to war against themselves, because for the United States government or for any government to be willing to use a nuclear weapon, it has to be, its very existence has to be threatened.
Right.
And those are the only nations capable of threatening the existence of the United States.
That's true.
So, I mean, we're not going to use, the United States government is going to use nuclear weapons against the Taliban or against Iraq or against Assad, because none of those people, none of those nations or their armies are capable of doing any significant damage to the United States government.
Well, they were smart to spread out, unlike, say, Free Staters that are organizing in the one spot. That's not a suggestion, federal government.
No, I don't think they, you know, I don't see any of this happening. I think Americans are too lazy to ever rebel against their government, and I don't think it's a good idea to take up armed rebellion against the government, even if people were motivated to. You're just going to get another state. And as we pointed out, you may have the best of intentions here, and you may firmly believe, and your general may firmly believe, that once they secure power, they're going to give it away. They're going to create a truly free country.
People were very happy to get their vaccines just so they can go back to, you know, the ball sport games, you know. And I just was rolling my eyes in my head. Are you kidding me that they're willing to sacrifice their DNA just so they can watch some men and chase a ball? It blew my mind.
Well, I don't care about sports ball, but if it proved to be the case that I could never go watch another live rock show unless I was vaccinated, I would probably get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Just to see, what band would you want to listen to specifically if they offered a...
I mean, just any band.
Oh, I'm so
any
sorry.
Any rock band. I mean, I live for rock music than I have for most of my life. So if that turned out to be the case, I'd be like, yeah, okay, I'll get the Johnson & Johnson one.
I don't think I could do that. I mean, I haven't been to many concerts, but... I understand where you come from.
Well, there's always that one thing that someone wants to do badly enough that they would actually get the vaccine, even if it's something like, you know, being able to grocery shop or whatever.
I guess to those extents, I hope I have set up enough of a network where I don't have to go to the grocery store.
Okay. Well, good on you for that.
Yeah.
I'm just sort of hoping it doesn't come to that extent, and I don't think it will. I think if the conspiracy theorists are right, then the COVID-19 is sort of a test run for the grand unveiling of whatever evil master plan people think is going on here. I tend to take the whole thing at face value. You know, there was a coronavirus scare. People believed it didn't help that in China it did appear to be significantly more of a threat than it was. I mean, we all saw people being boarded up in their homes, dragged out of their homes, kicking and screaming, Chinese police officers and military going through the streets, disinfecting everything with some kind of aerosolized sanitizer. It looked intense. It looked like there was justification for being afraid of this virus. So that was going on before anyone in the United States even had it. Then it came here, and the fear just never abated, and it only increased.
Because it was threatening our livelihoods at the same time. Like, here, get this vaccine, or you can't go to ball sports. You better believe people are going to fall for it. And
thanks for listening tonight. It's been an awesome Tuesday night edition. We're online in the meantime. Head on over to freetalklive.com.
Make logical choices, people.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.